You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Tumblr runs into the Great Firewall. Someone's profiling people interested in Taiwan's politics, and everyone's looking at you, Beijing. Old versions of WordPress and Drupal may be setting some big companies up for a big fail. More on that alleged Microsoft Zero Day. The security industry sees some big contracts and a bit of M&A activity. And a look at the criminal market finds some shaky product being pushed towards some dumb money. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. Some apparently state-directed activity out of China this week. Tumblr seems to be inaccessible in China, at least for now, as Saturday's anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre approaches. China, of course, doesn't publish detailed information about such restrictions, still less their rationales. But the monitoring group GreatFire.org thinks the outage looks like an attempt to interdict social media during the anniversary. Online censorship in China, generally called the Great Firewall, may serve the government's interests in social control, but Chinese scientists increasingly complain that the policy is biting back at the country's drive toward greater capacity for rapid innovation. FireEye reports that Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party has been receiving the attentions of a cyber espionage group that's redirecting traffic to sites hosting malicious code. The apparent goal of the campaign is to profile visitors to the DPP's sites in an effort to gain insight into the party's policies with respect to Taiwan independence. As usual, there's no attribution in the case, but signs do point towards Beijing. FireEye has reported finding some industrial control system malware that's being called IronGate. Some are calling it Son of Stuxnet because, like Stuxnet, it too targets Siemens Programmable Logic Controllers, or PLCs, but that's probably misleading. IronGate has been found in Siemens PLC simulation environments, not operational ones, where it executes a man-in-the-middle attack on some custom PLC sim code. IronGate looks like a proof-of-concept exploit used by security testers. As Dark Reading points out, the malware has been around since 2012, but only began to come to light, and that gradually, late last year. It's a sign of some of the ways penetration testers are attending to industrial control systems. No one seems to know who's behind IronGate, and security experts remind everyone that this should serve as yet another wake-up call for SCADA risk awareness. WordPress and Drupal bugs are being called the vulnerabilities that could enable the next Panama Papers-sized leak. The bugs are in. Researchers at RiskIQ scanned companies on the old FT30 index to see what software large companies are using to establish their web presence. What they found was disturbing. Just over 1,000 sites were using either WordPress or Drupal. Of the 773 cases where they could identify the specific versions of the content management system in use, 307 were using old versions susceptible to exploitation through known vulnerabilities. RiskIQ primly notes that Mossack Fonseca, the law firm at the heart of the Panama Papers leak, was using outdated versions of Drupal and WordPress. The alleged zero-day Russian cyber mobsters are selling on the black market is still looking like a legitimate threat. Bidding starts at $95,000, not that you'd be interested in this particular auction, except, of course, conceptually. Researchers at TrustWave's Spider Labs have been looking into the case, and we caught up with TrustWave's Ziv Mador for their take on what's going on here.
Zero-day windows of this magnitude is quite rare. There are some strong indications in this post that make us believe that most likely it is legit. The cybercriminals offers to use the services of an escrow. The escrow he suggests to use is the admin form, which most likely is a well-respected cybercriminal in their community. And the second one is the fact that he released two videos to demonstrate how it works. Again, the videos don't show the fine details, and that's he did it in purpose because he doesn't want to reveal them. But when we looked at the videos, it looks like they were taken in one shot. So it doesn't seem like they were manipulated. And he first shows how he has all the most recent patches, the patch Tuesday from May, installed on the local Windows 10 computer. And right after, he shows how the exploit works. So combining all that, that's a strong indication that probably the seller has a working exploit.
This particular exploit is not only chilling because of how many systems it could potentially infect, but also due to what it's capable of once it's in.
The exploit belongs to what's called local privilege escalation class, which basically allows an attacker to get out of the boundaries of a limited user account and get full admin access to the computer. The seller claims that because the LPE, local privilege escalation exploit, works, it allows an attacker that would use it to upgrade the access to that computer and get full admin access to that computer. Not only that, he also claims that by using that exploit, they will be able to modify the kernel. The opportunities here for cybercriminals are very almost unlimited. They can, after using that upgrade of their privileges, they can install malware persistently. They can change system settings. They can disable the security products on the computer, get better access to the network, change things in the kernel, such as installing a rootkit, etc.
That's Ziv Mador. He's vice president of security research at TrustWave. In industry news, there's some acquisition activity. IBM is buying the application discovery shop EasySource. ServiceNow expands its security capability with the acquisition of Brightpoint, best known for its Sentinel security intelligence platform. And SolarWinds buys LogicNow as a managed service provider play. Infoblox has retained Morgan Stanley in what's seen as a defensive move against activist investors that's likely to delay any acquisition. Toma Bravo made a run at Infoblox last month. In the U.S., the White House-led push to shake up and clean out federal cybersecurity is expected to yield significant opportunities for contractors. Some large defense contract awards are already doing so. U.S. Special Operations Command has awarded Palantir an intelligence software contract for $221 million, and both SAIC and Parsons have received prime positions in a multiple award, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract the General Services Administration has let to support U.S. Cyber Command. This IDIQ is a five-year, multi-billion-dollar vehicle. Finally, Forcepoint takes its own look into the dark web and finds that Jigsaw, a ransomware variant that attacks Windows systems, is also for sale. The malware's authors are selling its source code for $139. That low, low price doesn't appear to be a special, nor are there any signs that the boss is on vacation and the boys have gone crazy. It's worth noting that the sellers think they'll find enough buyers to make it worth their while. Jigsaw typically demands a ransom of $150 from its victims. Forcepoint draws the lesson that there's poor product and dumb money in the black market, too. As Forcepoint puts it, quote, "A mediocre and greedy techie writes a second-rate piece of malware that's designed to scare people into parting with their money. He or she sells it to a group of customers who are not that tech-savvy, but are equally greedy and devoid of any morals. Hardly a happy story."
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
And I'm joined once again by Jonathan Katz. He's a professor of computer science at the University of Maryland. Jonathan, I know with cryptography, random numbers are very important, of course. And there are several different methods of generating random numbers.
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to distinguish here between maybe two different kinds of randomness. So the best kind of randomness, the most pure randomness, if you will, is when you have a string of bits that's completely uniform. So this means that each bit is equally likely to be 0 or 1, and every bit is independent of every other bit. And then we've talked about this before, that if you have, say, an n-bit string, an n-bit key that's completely uniform, then each of the 2 to the n possibilities is equally likely. Now, a little bit less good than that is something called unpredictable. And what you have there is a string of bits, where each bit is not necessarily uniform, and there may be some small correlation between the bits, but nevertheless, it's infeasible for an attacker to predict the exact bit sequence that you're using. And so, in general, for cryptography, we'd prefer to have uniform sources of randomness, although a lot of times in practice, we can get away with unpredictable randomness as long as it's truly infeasible for the attacker to guess what those random values are.
And we've seen word from the University of Texas at Austin that some of their computer scientists are saying that they've developed a new method for producing truly random numbers. And they're saying this is a breakthrough. What can you tell us about that?
This is truly excellent theoretical work. What they've done basically is to take two independent and unpredictable random sources and combine them together in such a way as to produce a uniform source of randomness. So basically what this means is that you can take potentially two different mechanisms for generating random numbers, neither of which is perfect, but then somehow combine them and derive from them a pure source of randomness.
And so what will be some of the practical applications of that?
Well, it's unclear how much of an impact this is going to have in practice. It's right now in the early stages. It's not immediately clear, actually, whether this is going to be needed for cryptographic purposes, but it does show us the way forward for potentially combining multiple different sources of randomness together and deriving from them a perfect random source that can then be used for cryptographic key generation or during public key encryption or other things that you need randomness for in crypto systems.
All right, Jonathan Katz, thanks again for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance, for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.